Not heard before.
It's very important.
but it needs to go hand in hand with your own spiritual evolvement. Now, because again, we are few in number, this time I will take questions and try to help you understand anything that has troubled you in this past year.
Shall I begin the question?
Yes.
Yes, you have told us about our planet and the way it has a consciousness. And you have explained the nature of planetary evolution and what we call natural disasters. I've been thinking, what we do and think must feed into, to some degree, that planetary consciousness, and that planetary consciousness may well have its connection with the planetary evolution and with some of those things that we call natural disasters. So I'm really putting a very direct question and saying what we do to the planet, and not all the things that we do to the planet are nice at all, but what we do to the planet, does that have direct or indirect result in regard to natural disasters, so-called, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the tsunamis? Can you elaborate a little further on that, please?
Of course, I understand your question, my dear friend. Let me say this to you. We have spoken much about the power of your thinking. And yes, as you have helped to create this planet, therefore also must you take responsibility for the evolutionary pathway which this planet takes. You cannot separate your responsibility from the natural disasters, as you call them, of the earth itself. Each goes hand in hand. And whatever pathway this earth planet takes must have an effect upon all of the planets around this solar system. You must always keep in mind that there is great responsibility on each individual's thinking. Of course, there would be what you term natural disasters, even if mankind did not exist upon this planet. But what I will say to you, my dear friend, is that mankind has accelerated some of the disasters which have occurred.
Yes. Thank you. I felt there must be some input from ourselves.
disaster. After all, we have cause and effect, and mankind is growing at all times. Therefore, these situations have always occurred and will continue until such time as mankind recognizes his part in this pathway of life.
Yes, perhaps I should use the term major event.
Yes, that I would suggest is a much more suitable term. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, yes indeed. We rather suspect that some of what we are physically doing to the planet results in the hurricanes, or results in some change in the hurricane cycle.
You are not responsible for all, but there lies within mankind a great responsibility.
Yes, and yes, I think we appreciate the planet must have its own evolutionary process as well.
Yes, of course.
Yes, thank you. That does help clarify.
So if something has contaminated some of the earth, could we call on the elementals to help to restore the goodness back to the earth?
The elementals, of course, as you well understand, have a great deal to do with the health of this planet. But they can only do so much. They also are limited by the thoughts of man. And although their work is in some sense superior to the thinking of man, they still come under natural laws, which in fact would deprive them of doing all that they would wish to do. And never forget, my dear friend, that they are governed by the angelic being who see for themselves the far greater plan of every planet.
Yes, thank you.
So, as in a way you cannot interfere in another's life, so too the elementals have their limitations. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, thank you very much. Any questions, you two? Daphne or Rob?
Not a question, but I rang my daughter up in Cheltenham, Heather Hatchin, last night, and she was so excited that we were coming here. And she sent her love, wish she was here with you, and also apologized for all the
hounding
that she's given you over the last months with the problems she's had with her running the company. And I don't know if that's... I'm hoping that would...
I understand, my dear friend. Let me just say to this one that she has a good heart, but she must learn to adapt and to call upon her own protection, her own angels and helpers who are with her at all times.
Thank you.
Yes. Of course, I am always aware of what comes to me. But I have to say, there are those who come much closer to her.
Thank you.
Always in time of troubles and worries which each individual seems to have upon this earthly planet.
Yes.
But she can find contentment and hope if she is willing to ask for that help.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
But she does have her own guidance.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps she'll come and sit in with us one day.
Yes, she would love to.
I was hoping so, that she'd be thrilled and, to come home.
I'm sure she would be very welcome.
It'd be a great privilege.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question for my grandson, who has visited and was hoping to come tonight but was unable? As you know, his mother is quite a good channel for spirit. But twice just lately, someone has obviously thought to communicate through my daughter-in-law and just said Richard to Richard. But the time wasn't convenient, so she's grounded herself and said no. And Richard wondered why someone is trying to contact him. Can you sort of help at all?
I would say this to you, that when the time is right and you are ready for the teaching, then every opportunity will be sought to make connection. If there is someone who is awaiting contact, then if the channel is available, then it will take place.
Oh, why?
That young man should already be working for spirit. But how would you express it within your world? He is dragging his heels.
Right, he will be described. No words.
Many opportunities have arisen for this one.
Right.
But, as in all things in life, it is his free will and it is his choice.
Yes.
That is all that needs to be said about that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else, Sarah or Paul?
I wonder, I don't seem to have any questions at the moment.
It seems I have taught you well.
Very well.
Well, we're not denying that. Anyway, there is another little an extension to a question, really, I would like to place. You gave us very fine words on Auschwitz some months back, and we were searching for meaning for that event, and you gave us meaning. We've since talked quite a lot about animals, and in particular farm animals and abattoirs, and I couldn't help but making that connection that what we do, the way we treat animals in abattoirs, is rather like the treatment at Auschwitz to the human race. And I couldn't help but think, does that help to give us feeling for what we are doing to animals, mistreating them? So perhaps this is a further purpose that we can, or a further learning for us from that horrific event. Would you care to comment on that?
I would, my dear friend. It shows you, does it not, how much you have grown spiritually when you can make such a comparison. Whether it be human or animal, it is activated by the same spirit. Therefore, any wrongdoing, whether it be to mankind or to your animals, cannot be right. And great responsibility has to be taken for those who perpetrate such actions. The animal kingdom within your world, my dear friends, has always been placed beneath man. Not because they are inferior, but because mankind has insisted that this be so. But, as you know, as I have said many words upon this subject, they may not have the same brain within the physical coats, but they have that element of understanding which makes them suffer from the actions of mankind. And it shows when your understanding and you make comparisons for the animals that your spirit has blossomed, that you understand that the animal kingdom has feelings of love, of pain, and all else that man also feels. I would say only this to you, my dear friends. Treat every animal as you would a loved one within this world, and you will not go wrong. That is my words to you.
So really, we should all be vegetarian, then we won't have to kill the animals.
At certain times within your history, mankind has killed the animals, but he has praised the animals for that flesh to eat. Remember, it is the thought behind the action which counts. Therefore, I will not say that those who have killed your animals in past times were wrong. That would not be entirely true. But it depends upon the situation. But as you stand today, as supposedly developed man, when in fact we know, my dear friend, that you have lost so much in past times. animals are treated so much with disrespect today in your world. Whereas in past times, they have been honored as part of living. There is a great difference.
Yes, that's something which many, many of us should think upon.
Is there a glimmer of hope that things are improving anywhere?
The trouble, I think, today with it, there are so many rules and regulations. You know, even if a farmer is being very kind to his animals and likes his animals, he doesn't have any choice in where they go to be killed, so they're shipped all over the country just to be killed. So it's the government that we've got to get to.
Until mankind forgets his materialistic race, there will not be great change just yet. But mankind is developing in his understanding. And that is what we are trying to impose in the minds of those who deal with your animals. Now, my dear friends, as always, it brings me great joy to have spoken with you. But I will withdraw for this time and allow others to come to you. As always, although I may not speak with you, I surround each one of you in that light of love and protection which belongs to you. And until such time as we come together once more, I will withdraw and look forward to our next meeting.
Thank you for a wonderful
it's been a wonderful year. Yes, which we've all.
Yeah, thank you for that. For the whole year.
And we wish you a very pleasant stay back where you belong.
Yeah.